You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Today, we hear from two representatives from a grassroots group in Kalamazoo's Edison neighborhood that's gaining national attention for its success in helping find employment for harder-to-place communities, such as single mothers, the formerly incarcerated, or those with disabilities. The group is called the Momentum Urban Employment Initiative, which is a program of the Urban Alliance Organization. Welcome back to WMUK.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Introduce yourselves.
My name is Luke Kwiecinski, and I am the Executive Director at Urban Alliance.
My name is Brian Parsons, and I am the Director of the Momentum Program at Urban Alliance.
And when I say welcome back, that's because you all were with us during our spring on-air fund drive back in March when the Kalamazoo Community Foundation provided a 2-for-1 match at the start of the campaign, which aided your group. So now we're here to kind of update what's going on with your organization. We're going to talk about your Momentum Urban Employment Initiative, which is part of Urban Alliance. Urban Alliance came first.
Yes.
Mr. Kwiecinski, tell me a little bit about Urban Alliance, how it started, and what is its mission?
So Urban Alliance started as a very grassroots organization with one goal, and that was to reach the portions of the population in our city that weren't being pursued. The founder of the organization, a guy by the name of Nate Bull, noticed that a lot of the services in town that were directed towards youth and individuals that were vulnerable were very reactive or passive. We were asking those individuals that had serious needs to take all the risk and come see the agencies that could provide help. And he started by flipping that model on its head and going out on the streets and finding the individuals that were vulnerable and building relationships with them.
And I believe that organization you said started in 1999, but then in 2006, you got a nonprofit status.
Correct. Nate started doing this work as a volunteer after hours in 99 and slowly built up a small group of people that would help him go into the core neighborhoods. In 2006, we received our nonprofit status and operated basically in the outreach form going out in the streets from 2006 until about 2012. When we started to do more of the programming, such as Momentum.
Speaking of programming, that's what we're here to talk about today. We're talking about the Momentum Urban Employment Initiative. My understanding is in October, you will be marking 4 years of being around. What drove the formation of that program, and what are the components of it?
So based on the conversations that we were having on the streets with individuals that society would consider less than ideal employees based on the surface. There was a lot of assumptions made about those portions of the population that they didn't want to work or they wanted to be on a certain amount of assistance. And through our conversations, we were hearing a different story. We were hearing, I want to work, but I can't get a job, or I have these barriers that makes society think about me in a certain way. And so we had this thought that came out of the conversations that we had on the street is, what if we could help reduce the risk for employers? What if we could help do some sort of a training that would get us into relationship with these individuals that want to work, and at the same time build relationships with employers that needed employees, and see if we could help make a connection so that we could start creating pathways of hope for individuals that want to re-enter the workforce.
The program, Mr. Parsons, is a 6-week program?
The program is a 6-week program that is focused around life skills as well as employment skills. And it's what we would call an open source program. In other words, it's a program where we went to employers to find out what their needs were and then met with the individuals that we were serving, finding out what their current situation was. And then we worked at bridging that gap. You know, how do we help them develop the skills that they need to succeed in the workplaces that we were going to send them? And so that's what our classes are. So it's 6 weeks every day from 9 a.m. until noon. So it's 3 classes, each one about 50 minutes long every day.
What are the demographics that you're seeking to reach with this program? And is it free to the participant?
It is absolutely free to the participants. We're able to fund that through private funding as well as grants, like the one we got through here. But then the individuals that we're serving are those that are the most marginalized, you know, those that have barriers. I mean, we purposely, in our intake, identify barriers that are in the individuals that are coming in, and we don't take people who don't have less than two barriers active in their lives. And so we are helping those that other agencies just will not touch and will not take the effort on.
On your website, some of the examples that I see here is single mothers reentering the workforce, people that are on public assistance, people with disabilities, young people who are looking for their first job, and those who have been previously incarcerated, and those in career transition, just so that if anyone's listening and they know someone or they are in that type of position.
And homeless.
Homeless.
Homelessness,
yes.
Yeah.
And there's also some results you're seeing, measurable results.
Yeah, absolutely. We are graduating right about 80% of those who come in that are enrolled in the program. And of our graduates, we are placing 93% into full-time jobs with an average starting wage of $11.96 an hour. We're actually seeing some sustained results as well at 90 days of employment, which is the average term where it's considered once you make past 90 days, you usually stay for an extended amount of time. At that period, we are maintaining employment at 90%.
What is the approximate budget for this program?
The Momentum program costs roughly $3,000 for every individual that we serve. And that equals, right now we're training, we're doing 10 terms a year on average with 12 people per term. So the budget for Momentum for 2017 is around $345,000.
Speaking of money issues, my understanding is you're in the midst of a fund drive.
We always are.
Yes, I imagine. I don't know if this number is larger than other times, but are you trying to raise $2.4 million? Talk a little bit about that. That's connected to another initiative that we ought to talk about.
Yeah, we have a very exciting initiative upcoming. It's our Urban Alliance Technical Center that will allow us to expand what we're already doing. I mean, we've actually, at the back end of Momentum, our six-week program, we've been able to partner with KVCC to do some academies at the back end, which are skills-based trainings. And so we've done that, which increases the training to 9 weeks, but then it allows them to have not only the life skills and employability skills, but to also have some hard skills. And so we've done Production Tech Academy, we've done CNC Operator Academy, we've done a Culinary Academy. Well, we also have had an opportunity with Western to be able to develop what's going to be a warehouse management and inventory supply chain management type of academy. And that's actually going to be launching this fall, and we're going to be doing that at a new center that we are opening up. And that's where our $2.4 million is coming in. As
to actually construct it.
It's renovation, and then to put all of the pieces together that we're going to need to run all of the new programs we're going to be able to launch there.
It's a 25,000 square foot building, is that correct, in Parchment?
It is 18,000 square foot of office and classroom space, and then another 20,000 square foot of warehouse space.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. We're talking to Luke Kwiatkowski, Director of Urban Alliance in Kalamazoo's Edison neighborhood. The Alliance operates the Momentum Urban Employment Initiative that holds a six-week life skills and employability training program for those with barriers to employment. Mr. Kwiatkowski is joined by Momentum Program Director Brian Parsons. So the vision for the facility clearly is seeing the future in the manufacturing trades.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you look at skills trades, the average age in America is 57 years old. That means that you're going to have a huge turnover within the next few years. And nobody's pushing people in that direction. I mean, we're doing such a great job of pushing people towards higher education. But then who's going to fill some of these other jobs? And the honest truth is that in some of these jobs, they pay enough to where I can make as much through these free trainings that we're providing as sometimes you can make getting your four-year degree.
You were looking to say something, Mr. Kwiatkowski?
Well, you know, when we're looking towards the future and we're looking at trainings and we're looking at how different communities are trained, a lot of the training programs that exist out there today are incredibly extensive and in-depth and produce high-quality individuals. But what we're seeing is that they don't respect some of the immediacy needed for a job from somebody that's recently been released from prison. So if you've been incarcerated for the last 10 years and you come out and you're looking, your parole officer is saying you need to get a job and there's training programs that are 18 months or 2 years long, that's a long time to delay that gratification when you need a job right now. This center kind of came out of this need that we're hearing from employers of, we need individuals that have some of the skills right now that we can put to work, that have an opportunity to learn again in the future. And so what we're trying to do is kind of rethink how we train the workforce and how we train individuals, at the same time respecting their life circumstances, that somebody might not have 2 years to invest in a program, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't get a quality education and be able to be placed in a high quality job where they can earn money and come back and get more additional training. On top of that, what we're seeing is that some of the industries are changing so quickly that employers aren't able to get feedback to the training centers in time in order to get the type of employees that they need. So for example, if you're in a 18-month training program and you're hiring guys and you go to that institution and say, well, we need to tweak some stuff because we see this change coming down the pipeline, you might not get the next class, but it might be the class after that that those changes are finally in place. But by then, the industry might have changed already. By incorporating the businesses that are going to be hiring these individuals directly into the training and the curriculum, we're able to create very fast feedback loops where they can, you know, they're 3 week, 4 week trainings. They can hire some individuals and they say, wow, next time can we do this? And 8 weeks later, 9 weeks later, they're getting individuals that have the most up-to-date training. And so there's just this process of rethinking how we train and respecting the needs of the employers, respecting the needs of the individuals being trained.
As far as the training at your technical center, I know that your kind of employability life skills training is 9 to noon? 9 to noon?
Yes.
9 to noon. Mm-hmm. What will the hours be for the academies? Will it be 5 days a week, 9 to 12 or something like that? What are you thinking?
Our academies tend to run from 8:30 in the morning until 5.
Okay.
And so they're an all day event. But they're very, very hands on. And
okay.
So they will actually, like in our production tech academy, you will actually be on the line learning how to do production. If you're doing CNC, you're actually running a CNC machine. If you're in our warehouse management, you'll be driving a forklift. And so it's not just in a classroom for 8 hours a day. We mix that up and you get real life experience.
The reason why I mention that in terms of the hours, especially for the population that you're talking about, let's say someone who's underemployed or unemployed, they still have to pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
So even as they're getting training.
You know, Momentum was originally a 10-week program. And everybody on the front end would say that's too long. And by the time they were graduating, they're like, I want another couple weeks. So we've gone back and forth. And when we shortened it to 6 weeks, we found that that's the amount of training that on the front end individuals are going to say, I can commit to that. But they're still at the end, they're still like, I really like this camaraderie, I like this group. And so we're trying to balance to getting enough time with them to be able to walk alongside them so that they can get to where they want to get to, while at the same time respecting that, yeah, they might be going 6 weeks without work.
And the situation that you're dealing with is we have individuals coming to us who have had absolutely no success in getting employment for months and months prior to coming to us. And so they're kind of at the end of their rope anyway. They're willing to commit to whatever will work. And so the fact that we're able to say, hey, if you get through the program, you do everything we're asking you to do, you embrace what we're teaching you, you know, we have over 90% chance of getting that job. And we guarantee that you'll get those interviews. So if you're embracing what we're giving you, you'll be working. a lot of times they're willing to take that chance.
Not that this is part of your model, but I was just curious, do you have any kind of post services?
One of the things with Momentum, I mean, we place people within our business network, which we have 53 employers right now who are signed on with us. And we at Momentum look at our graduates kind of like the Marines look at those who complete their trainings. Mm-hmm. It's once a Marine, always a Marine, right? Mm-hmm. And so once Momentum, always Momentum. And so we support people for as long as they desire to be supported, and they can always come back to us. And so we've had individuals who will get into jobs and they'll move up several levels, but as far as they can in that position, and they're ready to move on a couple of years later, right? And they come back to us and say, hey, I need something else. And then what we do is we ladder them into another position, and then we backfill their position with a new graduate, you know, so we're offering those assistance through to our employers as well.
Among your 53 employers, what is the mix? Is it mostly manufacturing, or is it a lot of different things? It's a pretty large mix.
I mean, we have done a lot of work in manufacturing because of the fact that, number one, it pays better. Number two, a lot of our trainings that we're circling around and the need that we're seeing in the community is around that. And so we're trying to fill that need. But we also have culinary, we also have customer service, we also have banking, you know, and so it varies depending on. We tend to reach out to employers based upon who we know we have in our pipeline. If we see that that's where they're headed, then we're working at finding a place for them.
So in terms of the academies that you plan to be doing and the ones even that you've done with KVCC, have they been the kind of thing where an employer comes in and says, okay, I have this need and offer this academy for this period of time? Or do you envision having kind of standing programs?
Do you know what I mean? We do have standing programs based upon an established need. We've done a lot of research within the area to identify not only where openings are, but also where career growth is available. We have identified several different career paths that are in high demand in Kalamazoo area. And then we plan on building, you know, along with those employers, the trainings that the individuals will need to be successful there.
And we have employers currently that are asking, when are you doing your next CNC mm-hmm. training? When are you doing your next production tech? We have employers that will say, the next time you run a CNC, let me know, because we're getting ready to do hiring and we're going to plan our hiring around your graduation date. We've had employers hire 8 out of the 12 graduates of a class sight unseen, which is a big shift in Kalamazoo, because when I started with this program, the number one question I was always asked was, you know, are you guys working with people with criminal backgrounds? And we'd have to talk through that process and say, you know, that a lot of these individuals, that's a long time ago. We can't be judged by, you know, the worst day of your life. Now the number one question that we get is, when's your next class graduating? And I was teaching in class a couple weeks ago, and I was telling the class, we didn't do that change. You did that change. We were this conduit that helped get you in the job, but every time somebody with a criminal background or a substance abuse pastor that's coming out of homeless goes into a job and performs excellent, they're helping that employer to rethink what their ideal employee was, because they had preconceived notions, they probably had bad experience, bias. And we're seeing this mega shift in these employers, how they're looking at individuals. They're not looking at their criminal backgrounds. They're looking at their drive, and they're looking at their talent, which is really exciting for us.
I imagine you have needs. What are they? How can people help?
Well, funding is always a need. You know, we provide this training free for all the individuals that we serve. And we want to continue to do that. We're having right now about 300% more people apply for positions within the programs than we have spots available.
What size is your class each time? I don't know if I asked you that.
Each class is 12 students, but we have two separate locations that we run simultaneously. We were hoping to launch to 3 within the next year, a third location. And they are all held within the core neighborhoods of Kalamazoo. So we don't have a building that we make people come to. We go to them.
In 2016, we had, at that time, we were running just one program, six terms. So 72 spots were available. And we had 265 people apply to those 72 spots. For 2017, we're on that track of having, even though we doubled capacity, we're seeing double and triple the number of people apply for the program. So we want to keep expanding it, making it available, and taking advantage of these economic conditions that exist that make this work simpler. But probably more importantly than even the funds is people getting involved. You know, the number one thing that we're hearing from individuals is, I was seen and I was not judged. I was able to build relationships. And every Momentum student gets paired one-on-one with a coach. So that means in 2017, we're going to use 140 coaches. In 2018, we're going to use 180 coaches, and they're community members, they're business owners, they're employees that are coming in and giving an hour a week of their time to say, I see you, I believe in you, and I want you to do well, which for our constituents, the people that we serve, who have been marginalized their whole life, to have a stranger, you know, sacrificially giving part of their time just to build them up means so much. Yeah.
So you're looking for coaches.
Yep.
What do you need them to teach?
We have the curriculum.
Yeah. So it's through the curriculum. What are some of your next steps? You know, what's coming in the future?
Well, there's, I mean, exciting things on all fronts. This technical center is huge for the region. That's going to help us rethink how we develop talent. But even probably bigger than that, the Momentum program is starting to get national attention. And as far as our research has indicated, there's not another program in the country that's working with this same population and having the same type of results that we're having. So we're really excited. We're almost done packaging the curriculum and developing an onboarding process so that we can start sharing this program with other cities around the country, so that we start creating a place where the individuals in our country that have criminal backgrounds or barriers have pathways back. And so it's really, really exciting to see, you know, be getting calls from Chicago and Atlanta saying, what are you guys doing? Like, we haven't heard about this before. And that's, how cool would it be for Kalamazoo to be on the map again, for they've figured out how to make reentry fantastic. They've figured out how to create hope, to mine talent, to make the city whole. And we're really excited to see this thing continue to develop based on meeting people where they're at, valuing people.
One question. Did I read somewhere that you all are looking for a home?
So based on our mission, we want to go to the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. We want to be, our Momentum program happens in the core neighborhoods where the individuals are at, because, you know, I have a car. It's not hard for me to drive over to Western. If you don't have a car, it's hard to get places. So we've been operating out of the basement of the Stockbridge United Methodist Church for the last 4 years. And currently the building is in the process. It's listed. The owner is selling it. We have 6 years left on our lease, but the building's not in great shape. It's kind of up in the air. And as we've been looking around to try to find homes within the core neighborhoods, there's not a lot of space left in the neighborhoods. If you go to the edge of the neighborhood, but there's something significant for the population that we serve when you're in the neighborhood. You're part of it. So, you know, we don't know what the future is. We know we're committed to staying in the neighborhoods, and our building situation is tentative, but
it's kind of week to week now.
It's not week to week. We have 6 years left on our lease.
Oh, you can stay there for six more years.
But we don't know what's going to happen with the building.
In between, from now to 6 years from now, because it could be sold.
It's for sale.
Right.
And that, you know, we're told our lease will continue, but you never know how those situations will play out. Our heart is to serve in the neighborhoods. Our heart is to be there where our friends are. But we're confident that the city of Kalamazoo as a whole is going to support this program because it is providing so much hope. And we're focused on the trainings right now. We're focused on the individuals. And As much as it'd be nice to have a solid home, that's my security and my organization's, which isn't our priority. Our priority is the individuals. And as long as we're able to continue to serve, that's what's the most important.
So if I could step out there and say, might another need be if someone had a space in a neighborhood that was more stable? Might you want that?
Yeah, we're always expanding and looking for different places to host Momentum, because like Luke was saying, Momentum is about going into and penetrating the core neighborhoods and meeting people where they're at, rather than telling them that they need to come to some location outside of their neighborhood. And so we're active in the north side. We actually operate out of the Douglas Community Center over there. And then we have also done some classes at the east side, in the east side neighborhood. And then we're active in Edison. And so we're always looking for opportunities and places where we could host us and help change lives.
We've been talking to Luke Kwiatkowski, director of Urban Alliance in Kalamazoo's Edison neighborhood, and Brian Parsons, head of the Alliance's Momentum Urban Employment Initiative that operates a six-week employability training program for those with barriers to employment. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Arlene McMichael.